Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ven on Patreon. He didn't give me a topic, so what I want to do is discuss what I see happening as the economy continues to digitize, and we see robots and eventually AI on some level replacing jobs, and making most people destitute and then eventually putting many on universal basic income. How can you stay ahead of this and try and get into the 5-10% of wealthy men out there that don't have to rely on government handouts for your existence? And therefore you'll be able to refuse the mandatory medical interventions, if you know what I mean, because you'll be able to afford not to have to work. As the coup hit the world, the job losses have been mostly female. And Canada's Mangina-in-Chief, Justin Skippy Trudeau, calls it a she session, and wants to create a she covery. But all I smell is she it. Where was the government back in 2008 and 2009 to help men, and what was referred to as the man session? The jobs aren't coming back to the same extent after the coup, and disproportionately more women than men will be fired as a result. Everything from Amazon helping to shut down retail stores and malls, to grocery stores and big box stores with automated checkout machines. Those are just the start, and it's a race to the bottom. Companies will strip away labor as quickly as they can, and it's going to cause massive pain. You may have heard about that labor shortage in the United States over the last year or so. You're probably saying that automation is not making that big of an impact because there are more jobs than humans willing to fill them right now. You, of course, would be right. It's because of the expanded benefits program that ends in September of 2021 in America. People are being paid more in freshly printed dollars from the government than they would from going out there and becoming a dishwasher or fry cook. Companies like Costco and Amazon have had to increase wages to keep their workers from taking part in what is known as the Great Resignation. This is a short-term trend, but in the long run, ladies beware, because the robot thought is coming for your career. What happens when this all eventually catches up with women? They, of course, make up the majority of voters, so they'll vote to confiscate wealth from shareholders. But how can they tax Jeff Bezos if he refuses to sell his rising shares and not have to pay his capital gains tax? Bezos can sell $10 to $20 million worth of shares each year to live off of and let the rest continue to grow. Better yet, he can go to the bank and get a low-interest loan against his shares and not have to pay tax on the money he borrows. So can you if you have enough assets. All that's perfectly legal. At that point, I'm predicting that many of the newly fired and unemployed women will vote for governments that will implement a 1% net worth tax, like they have in California. If, for example, you put your money in tech stocks and they're growing by 15 to 20% a year, then paying that 1% is like paying a management fee on a mutual fund investment. Those fees used to be up to 1.5% when I used to sell segregated in mutual funds. But even with a tax like that, it won't be enough income to make up for the lost income thanks to thoughtimation. Also, what happens is many people invest in crypto and leave the country for another one that offers them citizenship where they don't have to pay tax on their crypto gains. If Bitcoin reaches mass adoption, then it means the taxation would be difficult, if not impossible to do. What would the women do at that point? As they take out $150,000 more worth of money from the state in services than they pay during their lifetimes. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the unemployed women trading BJs for Big Macs that come from a Ronald McDonald robot clown world show. So how exactly will governments be able to pay out universal basic income if Bitcoin bans governments when people that own it are able to flee to other countries? One of the unfortunate things about Bitcoin that I see on the horizon is the potential for it to create a neo-feudal society, with people that got in early becoming the new feudal lords. Funny how a lot of guys that own it dream of paying for a French chateau, probably the peasants that go along with it. In the fiat money printing system, the people that get easy money are the ones closest to the printing machines. But under a Bitcoin standard, those that gain Bitcoin will be the ones that provide value to the system. Who's to say they don't manufacture robots to provide that value to people and then concentrate more and more Bitcoin into their hands? Unfortunately for most people, the Pareto principle means that the top few people in any human system end up with the most money, attention, and resources. Government welfare programs were meant to balance this out so that people didn't starve. But right now, we're actually seeing the greatest wealth inequality since the Gilded Age. It's worse this time and that was during the days of railroads, electricity, and telegraph tycoons. Except this time we have revolutions in genomics, financial technology, space travel, green tech, and other stuff. The coming disruptive technologies are 5 or 6 times more disruptive than electricity and rail. After the so-called Great Resignation, as tech accelerates over the next 10 years, unemployment will shoot up for mostly women at first, and then eventually everyone else after that. It will be the asset holders and not the workers that will rule the future. That is, unless the people figure out a way to redistribute their wealth through socialism and communism. The only thing preventing that from happening is if the asset holders build AI and program it into robots. Then robots can quell any revolution before it begins, and people will get their universal basic income and be paid to shut up. Right now, the wealthy can easily get around COVID jab restrictions and mandates. They can pay for chefs, caterers, and private air travel, while everyone else has to submit to live a semi-normal life. In a fair world, we'd get the robots into the hands of the ordinary people before that happens, to prevent the rise of the technocratic overlords. But do you want every redneck that wants one to have access to his very own remote-controlled T-800? As I get older, I see people's stupidity and see that the majority of individuals can't even rule over their lives, let alone the lives of others. The dangers of power to the people can be seen in Black Lives Matter protesters, as well as the French Revolution. I believe the ideal situation would be to have a robot constitution where we agreed to a set number of rules, and then had the machines oversee the rewards and punishments. No man should be given absolute power, which we're in danger of seeing right now. My goal right now is to gather enough assets to first replace all my income so that I can escape the universal basic income paradigm, and not let the state have that leverage over me. But even if many of us are able to do this, as jobs become scarcer and scarcer, the concentration of wealth and power will continue into fewer and fewer hands. To survive, you gotta keep your assets at the very least and stack new ones. Maybe use the dividend income from some of those assets to pay for your basic living expenses, but you don't actually cash the principal out. We gotta stay ahead of the curve. The problem is that humans are a hierarchical species, and technology concentrates that power. It takes great discipline to give away that power to others, and trust that they aren't corrupted by it. Again, that's why uncorruptible computer code, like we see in the blockchain, might be humanity's only hope. We should also ask, why are women complaining about the so-called wage gap and other things when they actually have the ability to sit at home for the longest time, thanks to government money? Is it possible that women complaining about so-called inequality all the time are not doing it because it's real, but are doing it because they actually want to be dominated by men? That they're looking for someone to challenge their hostile takeover of society in pantyhose? Maybe people talking about gender inequality and systemic racism being the problem, instead of focusing on people's character, are doing it because of boredom, from getting government money and having nothing to do all day. Maybe we'll see it disappear temporarily as people go back to work as the government cuts the free money, only to come back during the next crisis. The problem is that as a society, we have solved so many of our problems that women are now restless and need to stir up some drama to create purpose and entertainment in their lives. God help us all if even 50% of women are unemployed one day and living on universal basic income. They'll be let loose on the streets and social media to police men's behavior in any which way they can. Men need to escape into the countryside, not because of evil governments, but because of women trying to mother us all. Many women in positions of power are annoyed with the boredom, so it's oftentimes fun to poke men around them to stir up some trouble. For that to happen, we're going to need a lot of unemployed women living off the government money that has to be stolen from billionaires that won't go down without a hard fight. And if they do lose, they will most likely leave. For example, Elon Musk left California after they imposed that 1% net worth tax. They couldn't stop him, and they couldn't take hundreds of millions of dollars from him annually because of it. In a society where jobs are scarcer, and where you can't replace your assets, you'll fight to protect your precious capital. What are they supposed to do if you put your crypto in a hard wallet and lose it in a freak boating accident? It's the most absolute form of unconfiscatable wealth in an automated society that's trying to put everyone into poverty. Most women will easily be put there and controlled via vax passports because they aren't thinking about stacking their assets. I'm predicting that there'll be no recovery in the she economy longer term. If you've been sitting on your butt getting government pogey, the labor shortage will continue. If not, jobs will be filled. If I had to guess, there will be more lockdowns, and government UBI will continue. So that means more women shopping on Amazon, watching Netflix, shit posting on Facebook, and watching Google's YouTube platform videos. all of those stocks will continue to rock with future lockdowns. If you own Google or Amazon stock, so far the best time to sell has been never. Probably not for another 5 to 10 years if the jabpocalypse keeps going and going and everyone is still here to take part in it. But at the first signs of a so-called zombie apocalypse, it'll be time to sell, pay your tax, and get into something safe. Obviously, this is not financial advice. At this point, I'm still trying to figure out what that safe thing might be. It has to be unconfiscatable, portable, and resistant to deflation if the economy crumbles. I'm looking into stablecoins to see if any of those are good. As for all those tech companies I mentioned, they're all about automation, and women ironically will be the first victims of it in the labor force. Yet they didn't seem to have very much sympathy when men were fired from factory jobs, and I suspect there'll be armies of simps trying to vote for governments that'll try and give women their jobs back, and vote in socialists. Our civilization is stuck like a caterpillar in a cooch cocoon. We're transforming into a completely different organism, and the transformation is only accelerating. Yet everyone expects that the next 20 years will look very similar to the last 20 years. My greatest fear is that all those fired women, all having an existential crisis at the same time, lose their minds and try to tear down the people that are still successfully employed out of spite, because they can no longer be independent women that need no man. Then again, the government will be their provider, so maybe I'm wrong there. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ven for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many women will smash men for table scraps after their COVID relief runs out. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the technologically unemployed thoughts trying to steal your tech stocks away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.